Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode. Greetings, and welcome to another of our mini episodes. This week, we're looking at the realities of being a startup founder.
Exactly right. And it's a pretty popular and glamorous thing to want to do these days, isn't it?
It most certainly is. A survey of high school children a year or so ago showed that 40% of them want to become entrepreneurs after their studies are complete. And I don't think that will have reduced. If anything, I suspect it's grown in the last year or so.
Yeah, and it's why we thought we'd bring you parts of a conversation we had with one of Australia's most successful female entrepreneurs, Cyan Taid, the co-founder of the hugely successful digital marketplace Envato, which happens to be valued at over $1 billion. She's also since founded the ethical chocolate company Hey Tiger and Go Milkshape, an app for Instagram influencers.
So who better to learn about the realities of being a founder from?
Quite. So let's listen to Cyan talking about the very unglamorous realities of being a founder.
We thought, well, what if we made a marketplace and we thought it should only take us a few weeks. It won't be a big deal. We were very, very wrong. What if we make a marketplace for flash? And the idea is that the person who sells will make the majority of each sale. Like, we will never be big. We never thought it would get big. We thought we'll be the little competitor that, you know, is there doing something that no one else is doing. So we hired this amazing developer who we knew to kind of, you know, work for us freelance to help us build this thing. And we thought, yeah, great, take a few weeks. We set aside a few grand. We thought we can do this. Fast forward 5 months, we'd completed the project, and the site was ready to launch, but we'd maxed out our credit cards. We'd borrowed money from my husband's parents. We were living in my parents' basement and working out of their garage. And what you've got to remember is, you know, right now, like, that startup kind of in the garage story has a bit of mystique and cachet to it. At that time, I was now living in my parents' basement working on something which at the time was called Flash Den, because I wasn't very good at branding yet.
That sounds really dodgy.
Yeah, exactly. It sounded so dodgy. And everyone was like, what are you doing? Like, everyone was actually really concerned about what we were doing. Luckily, my parents, you know, they fed us, and we freelanced during the day to pay the bills and took on as many projects as we could. And on the evenings and on the weekends, we built up our first Envato product, which was Flash Den. And then we launched it, and it took some time to get going, but eventually we bootstrapped the whole thing.
I think it's really healthy to remind ourselves that these now fabulously successful and often wealthy entrepreneurs have worked like crazy to get their ventures off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, working on your day job during the day and then building a startup at nights and on weekends is pretty relentless.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it for that long.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to.
That's true. That's true.
Now, of course, when you work for yourself, there are some upsides, such as being able to make the rules for your business. And what is super cool about what Cyan did in the earliest days of Envato is that she and her co-founder and husband wanted to try out living and working in a whole host of different international cities and destinations. They thought maybe they could emulate 4-hour workweek author Tim Ferriss.
That was a big thing that we'd wanted to do. We discussed wanting to travel before we had children. We thought, oh, well, we'll launch this online business. We'd read the 4-Hour Work Week and we'll launch this online business and it'll run itself. And then we'll be like Tim Ferriss and we can go traveling. And of course, it didn't really work out that way. We worked absolutely, you know, just as hard as we could until we got to a point where financially we could afford to give ourselves a salary. And then we sold everything that we had in a garage sale. And then we got on a plane and we worked remotely for 18 months from around the world.
Completely crazy. I mean, it sounds it.
It, right it was, now. It was like you look back and you go, that was a really impractical thing to do. And it's one of those things that, again, sounds very romantic, but what you don't hear is, you know, you're in Paris and you're working till 10 p.m. every night and you're like, great, we're in Paris, you know, but we're really working hard in Paris. Yeah. So while I'm incredibly happy we did it and it was a really interesting experience, and I loved that idea, you know, I loved living out of a suitcase and kind of not having things. I found that really, really exciting, and that freedom of it. We're working really hard. I think many of us who, at least many of my network, have kind of read that Tim Ferriss book.
Yeah.
You know, that 4-Hour Workweek book, yeah, and think, right, I can do that. I've never been able to do that. I've never had a business where I didn't need to work very hard in it.
I love Cyan and Collis's story, don't you?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
And that mention of Tim Ferriss, you know, if any listeners have made a 4-Hour Work Week work for you, then please email us and tell us how.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, be specific.
Well, that's this episode done and dusted. See you next week with an incredible female entrepreneur who's been building her business for nearly 23 years.
Wow. Stay safe, have fun, and see you next week. Ciao for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.